Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. In Florida, it's up to schools to determine whether or not to move a student into special education classes. But as Gina Jordan with State Impact Florida reports, state lawmakers are considering a plan that would give the parents of those kids more of a say.
Hi, my name is Mariah Harris.
Fort Lauderdale sixth grader Mariah Harris has Down syndrome, and she wants to be a veterinary technician.
My dream is to go to college with my friends one day.
She was accepted into a middle school magnet program that caters to her love of science and math. But before the school year started, her mother says the Broward County School District drastically changed the plan for Mariah's education.
I feel the school is now providing my daughter with very expensive babysitting service.
Nancy Lindley Harris says Mariah is getting simple worksheets that are far below her ability. She told a Florida Senate committee that Mariah was taken off a regular education track when she started at the magnet school.
Because she was going into middle school, it seems as if there was a strategic plan to remove her from being able to get a real high school diploma.
Education for kids with special needs is spelled out in a plan tailored for each student, known as the Individual Education Plan, or IEP.
The IEP team, with the blessings from the district, purposefully dumbed down all of my daughter's quality educational IEP goals.
If a school district wants to override a parent's decision, it would have to convince a judge. Denise Rusnak oversees special education for Broward County Public Schools. She says schools have to have the ability to do what's best for each student.
There's medical malpractice. To me, it's educational malpractice to make a decision that's not in the best interest of the child.
Supporters of the change say schools are more apt to take special needs kids out of general education so they won't have to take standardized tests like the FCAT. Starting next year, those test scores factor into teacher salaries. But Rusnak says the state only allows a small percentage of kids to be exempt from the FCAT.
So if a school is doing that, we're going to see and we're going to go in and investigate it and we're going to make sure they're making the right decisions for kids.
In the event of a dispute between parents and the district, federal law requires a due process hearing. But supporters of the bill want to give Florida parents more control than federal law offers. Ann Siegel, with the advocacy group Disability Rights Florida, says these kids are more capable than people think.
I think they're kind of forgetting what the special part in special education was, and that is to provide that specially designed instruction to meet the unique needs of the students so the students can achieve to the same extent as their non-disabled peers.
Siegel's group has represented many students who she says were inappropriately moved to a special diploma track.
They can't recoup those credits that they're missing, and the special diploma is going to not allow them some options such as colleges and universities and some vocational schools and military.
Besides giving parents more power, the proposed law calls for more special needs training for teachers. It also allows parents to hire private help to assist their children in the classroom. For State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Find out why some students in New York are struggling with the new Common Core tests, which are soon heading to Florida, and see all our State Impact Florida coverage at WUSFnews.org.